We're discussing yesterday the halacha of accepting Yom Tov early on second day of Shavuos. We quoted the Hisaras Tshuva of Reb Shimon Sofer, who permits one to begin the second day of Shavuos early by davening Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha, and he even allows one to cook on day one of Shavuos for that Seuda that he'll be eating later that same day, albeit after he was Makabel, the second Yom Tov of Shavuos, provided, he writes, that he does, as the Rama writes in Hilchos Yom Tov, that he eats some of that meat or chicken that he cooks in that same pot at some point earlier during the day. I'd like to discuss now, there's one other issue related to Seudos Yom Tov on Shavuos, and that is the famous Minna quote in the Rama in Arachayim Simon Tov Tzadi Dalid. Rama says, "V'noag in b'chom makom," that the minog everywhere is le'echol ma'achole chalav b'yom rishon shel Shavuos. Rama writes, the minog everywhere, he says, is to eat dairy on the first day of Shavuos. Rama, as we know, then offers his explanation for the minog, that just like on Pesach, we have two tavshilim, two cooked foods, to remind ourselves of the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga, so too on Shavuos, we want to remind ourselves of the Shtei HaLechem, the two breads that were offered on Shavuos. And the way to do that is, Rama says, to eat first dairy and then to eat meat. And when doing so, you can't use the same loaf of bread for both the dairy meal and for the meat meal. So you would have to first bring one loaf of bread for your dairy foods and then take a second loaf of bread for your meat foods, and by doing so, you'll have a zecher to the Shtei HaLechem, says the Rama. That's the Rama on Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet. The Mishnah Berurah there adds that if one is going to do first Macholei Chalav and then Macholei Basar, Mishnah Berurah says, no need to bench in between, he says, as long as the dairy that you're eating is not consisting of what we call hard cheese, cheese that was aged 6 months or more. If you're eating typical dairy foods, then all you have to do, says the Mishnah Berurah, is mikaneach piv yofa v'yadiach, a reference to what we find in Shulchan Aruch and Yeradeah in Siman Pei Tes in Hilchos Basar V'Chalav, where the Shulchan Aruch then speaks of one who is eating first dairy and then wants to eat meat. So the Shulchan Aruch says, well, first of all, make sure your hands are clean. That's number one. If you're touching and handling dairy foods and cheese, you can't then start handling meats with the same dirty hands. So make sure your hands are clean. If need be, then wash them. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, kinuach, piv, and hadacha. Kinuach means to wipe out one's mouth from the dairy remnants by eating something like pas, says the Shulchan Aruch. And then the hadacha is to rinse out your mouth, water, wine. Once you've done both kinuach and hadacha, then you can transition from your eating dairy into eating basar. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes here in Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet as well. This minog, though, that the Rama makes mention of in Tov Tzadi Dalet to eat dairy on Shavuos, first of all, make note of the fact that Rama mentions Noagin b'chol makom le'echol machalei chalav b'yom rishon shel Shavuos. Rama speaks dafka of the first day as being the day in which the minog is to eat dairy. We sometimes, perhaps, are mindful of the minog to eat dairy. We perhaps sometimes don't take note of the fact that Rama speaks of dairy b'yom rishon shel Shavuos, on day one of Shavuos. But aside from that particular point, this minhag has elicited a lot of discussion in the poskim achronim. First, and perhaps most strikingly, is the comment of the Toras Chaim in Chulin on Daf Pei Gimel. Toras Chaim was one of the early achronim on Shas. And he writes the following. The Mishnah Chulin Daf Pei Gimel tells us, Be'arba prakim bashana, there are four times a year where if someone sells a behema, he has to inform the customer in the event that he happened to have sold that same behema's mother or offspring. There's an Isser Doraisa of Osov Espino Los Ishchatu B'Yom Echad. You can't shecht the mother cow and the offspring on the same day. And there are four times a year, says the Mishnah Chulin, when it's assumed that someone is purchasing a behema will be purchasing it to shecht it right away because everyone eats meat the next day. So if you happen to sell an osov esbino, you've got to tell your customers, by the way, If you look into Shechta today, this is not what you should be purchasing because there is a potential issur of osul v'espino lo tishchatu biyomechad. So the Mishnah says, tzarech lo hodiyo imam macharti lishchot, bita macharti lishchot. And one of the days listed, the Mishnah says, is Erev Atzeres, Erev Shavuos. The assumption is everyone's going to be shechting to eat basar on Shavuos. So therefore, if you are mocher behem lachaber, you have to tell him, bita macharti lishchot or imam macharti lishchot. So Taras Chaim says the following. He says, clearly you see from the Mishnah that they would eat meat on Atzeres, on Shavuos. Umikan nira tshuva lemin hagenu. This says the Taras Chaim is a proof against our minhag, he writes. Why? Our minhag is to eat machalei chalav on Shavuos. Well, if that were the case, then what's the Mishnah talking about? Make sure you tell your customer you can't shech the behema because I sold the ima, I sold the bita today as well. So the Taras Chaim asks the following. He says, if the ikar seuda were to be tafshilei chalav and there would be some who would not eat basar at all, and bear in mind, he says, the Mishnah is talking about in Eretz Yisrael. Mishnah is written in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is one day of Shavuos. That's it, not 2 days. So you have one day of Shavuos in Eretz Yisrael, and the Mishnah is saying that we're worried about people buying the behemoth to shecht it. Well, if the meaning was to eat tafshilei chalav and not basar at all, well, then what's the concern, he says? I'll tell me no. Maybe what they did was, is they ate dairy at night and they ate meat during the day. And that's the concern. You're buying it to shecht for tomorrow's lunch. I'm telling you no, ima machati lishchot, bita machati lishchot. Says the Taras Chaim, he says, Dochak lomar shetzarch lehodia mishum leilat seres lechud. It's a dochak to say that they're eating meat only one of the seudos, not the other. So if you're going to tell me they were eating meat night of Shmini Atzeres and dairy during the day, he says, Dochak lomar, that was the concern of the Mishnah. Okay, so he therefore argues that this Mishnah seems to, now it's not 100% muchuk that way, but he sees in the Mishnah what he thinks is a proof against our minhag. And he says, we find also in Psachim, the Gemara speaks of Rav Yosef eating an igla tilsa on Yom Da'atzarta, celebrating on Shavuot by eating beef. So he writes, L'kach ein lachosh l'minhag shalanu. Disregard our minhag. Somewhat puzzling, meaning just because people eat meat doesn't mean they couldn't eat dairy also. What's the raya? It's not such a bomb kasha here. He's saying the fact the Mishnah indicates that they ate meat on Shavuos must mean they did not eat machalei chalav at all. Somewhat of a puzzling raya, but okay. But then he adds, he says, and furthermore he says, even if you eat machalei chalav, you have to eat basar afterwards. And the Zohar, quoted by Beis Yosef in Kuf Ayin Gimel, says it's usher to eat basar after dairy. Obviously, without waiting a certain amount of time in between. So he writes, he concludes, the kach adif tfei limnoa minog. Disregard the minog. That's the Taras Chaim. Disregards the minog of the Ramah because of this Mishnah and Chulin and other rice in the Gemara that people ate basar on Shavuos. And concerns that you might eat dairy followed by basar, which the Zohar doesn't allow, right one after the other right away. So he's more comfortable disregarding the minhag of the Rambam. So writes the Taras Chaim. Now this is cited by the Darkei Tshuva of Munkach in his Perish on Yeridea Simen Peites. And there the Darkei Tshuva says, he says, Limnoa haminog dachilas kvina bevada einu nachon. That's not right. Just to disregard this minog entirely, he says that's not appropriate. You can't just do away with that minog of eating dairy. After quoting to Taras Chaim, he says minog zeh to eat machalei chalav. Maran Harama quotes it. Mihu asher yavra al zeh. Who's going to just dispense or disregard the minog of the Rama? You can't just do away with it. So, how then and what then do you do? So he says, on the one hand, he says, Darkei Tshuva agrees, he doesn't think it's appropriate to not eat basar at all on Shavuos. Now, that's also not appropriate. Eat machalei chalav, yes, but don't disregard basar altogether. He says, even though the Shagas Aryeh writes that Simchas Yom Tov Bizman Hazeh is not necessarily a chiyuv to eat basar, It's just a mitzvah to araisa, to be misameach in whatever way you deem appropriate, how you enjoy. That's a shagas aris and mitzamachay. That simchas yom tov is manazer does not necessarily mean a chiv to eat basar. So maybe you might argue, says the Darkei Teshuva, that that's the case. If I enjoy dairy more, I should dafka dairy. And he quotes a Magen Avraham in Hilchos Yom Tov, in Hilchos Purim, Tav Resh Tzadi Vav. Magen Avraham says over there that there is no chiyuv bizman hazeh when there's no Beis HaMikdash to eat basar. Basar was a chiyuv dafka bizman HaMikdash, karbanos, but not a chiyuv bizman hazeh. So maybe you might argue, okay, if there's no chiyuv of basar dafka bizman hazeh, and the Shagasari also says that the Simchas Yom Tov bizman hazeh can be performed in a manner that I enjoy most, not necessarily basar. So maybe you might argue that I could get away with just dairy, if that's what I enjoy most, dairy and fish, not basar. Maybe that would be sufficient. Nonetheless, he writes, we find the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Yom Tov, Taf Kuf Chav Tes, does indicate that it might not be obligatory to eat meat, but it's a mitzvah kiyumis to eat meat for Simchas Yom Tov. So he's not so comfortable with dismissing the eating of meat altogether in favor of machalei chalav, because again, it's a mitzvah, perhaps kiyumis, to eat meat mishum Simchas Yom Tov. So don't just disregard basar entirely. And then he writes, I've heard there are some who don't want to eliminate meat altogether. Okay? So what do they do? He says, interesting choice of words here. He says, I've heard there are some who don't want to omit and neglect eating meat altogether. V'yachgemu. So they have a chap. V'yachgemu. They cleverly do the following. Shebelayla ochlim sudasam rak machalei chalav. V'sudah shacharis ochlim rak machalei basar. So some do, he says, is a chachma. They'll eat dafka, a suda of entirely dairy at night of Shavuos, and then they'll eat basar during the day. Yachgemu. So says the Darkei Teshuva, he says, on the one hand, the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Samach Vav writes that the Chiyuv Simchas Yom Tov Bizman Hazeh is only Doraisa during the day. But at night of Yom Tov, the Simchas Yom Tov Mitzvah is only Drabanan. So you might argue, okay, if the Mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov Bizman Hazeh is only Doraisa by day, but at night it's only Drabanan. And on top of that, you can argue that the Simcha can be fulfilled through a manner that I enjoy most. Okay, so maybe it makes sense to eat my dairy meal at night. I'm enjoying a meal of fish and dairy. And anyways, the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov is only drabanan at night. So I can be mekayim Simchas Yom Tov at night with my dairy. And during the day when the mitzvah Simcha is deraisa, then I'll eat my basar. Maybe that's not such a terrible chap. So says the Darkei Teshuva, even that is not comfortable with. Because some disagree. Magen Avraham seems to indicate that even at night the mitzvah of Simchas Duraisa, mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is minat Torah, and therefore maybe you should dafka have meat at night as well. So the Darkei Teshuva therefore concludes with the following. He says he likes the following approach. He says, "Nachon lefanai yoser haminak shekibalti mirabosei ma'avosei hakadoshim to eat machalei chalav shvuas for kiddush after davening in the morning." Without pas, derech sudas arai, make your bracha acharona, wait an hour or so, that's what he writes, and then eat your sudas shacharis of basar v'yayin, and that's l'kulayama. That's his recommendation. So he prefers that minug. Have your dairy for kiddush in the morning after davening, make your bracha acharona, wait some time afterwards, and then have a regular suuda of basar. So he presents three different options in essence. The first option, which he doesn't like at all, is the option of neglecting to eat basar altogether throughout Yom Tov. That he doesn't like altogether. The option of eating an entirely dairy meal Shavuos night and a meat meal Shavuos day, that he says is a chachma. It's a clever. Maybe that works, but he's still not a big fan of that because he thinks it's better to eat basar at night as well. His preferred approach is to have dairy for kiddush after davening Shavuos morning, wait a little bit after making a bracha chrona, and then have your meal, your main meal later. In Piskei Teshuvos, in Siman Tav Tzadi Dalet, he quotes from Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu, which is the compilation of the practices of the stipler Gaon Zatzal. And there he records that Shavuos 1968, the stipler had an entirely dairy meal Shavuos night, and Shavuos morning he had entirely meat meal. That was his approach. So that was the Darkei Tshuva views as a chachma that he's not excited about. Stapler felt that that's lachatchila. Dairy meal at night, meat meal during the day. So those appear to be two certainly very well-grounded minhagim in terms of the approach to eating dairy. There may be other minhagim that I'm not familiar with offhand. If you're interested to hear about them, but I think we'll stop here for Meir.